Okay, now, I said we would talk about Osog a little bit more here in a few minutes.
Right, a visiting band.
Exactly. They are a band from Tel Aviv, Israel. And when they were here earlier this week, there were seven of them, including Avital Tamir, David Benjamini, Ophir Ventura, Olmer Ashano, Idan Epstein, Guy Fleischer, and Katie Danielson. Even though we talked about a lot of things, we also talked about their show coming up Thursday night at George's Majestic Lounge, which is actually their first show ever in Arkansas.
Well, I mean, you don't get from Tel Aviv to Fayetteville that often.
No, you don't. But here's part of that conversation.
So you mentioned earlier that some of y'all, or a lot of y'all, started out in punk music. How do you go from that to kind of the folk Americana sound that you have today? Was it just as simple as picking up acoustics?
We actually had a discussion about it in the house, like in the house of songs where we're staying now. In the living room, there are two pictures. One of them is of Johnny Cash and the other is Joey Ramone. And for me, it was always a very natural connection. Where like punk, I guess today, is the music for people who can't play an instrument but still want to make music. And it's for everybody. So I think that actually there's a pretty much straightforward connection between the two genres. Of course, as like any other genre, as it becomes bigger and bigger, there becomes like a sense of professionalism or high standards that can be created. But still, I think that the spirit is the same.
Right. The spirit of punk lays also within bluegrass. Like, you know, sometimes that's how I feel about it. In country music, the early country music, it wasn't about the proficiency of performance as much as it was about telling a story or making a statement about society or the government or
and this how the statement goes wider with metal. We felt this like a bit of a niche, nevertheless how bigger it got, but this kind of music can reach a lot of more people and ears,
including our parents. Yeah. Who now come to shows.
Yeah, for like 7 years they come to one show, now they come to each show.
Yeah.
I also think that we all still listen to metal and hard stuff, and like we know that energy that we have with the electrical and all the distortion, and we bring that energy also to our bluegrass and country and folk, and whenever we perform, it's like it's there, like for sure.
I think the most interesting thing to me is that y'all have kind of an Americana folk pop sound, yet most or all of you are from Tel Aviv.
Well, first of all, I think American culture is that's the stuff we grew up on in Israel. American TV, American movies, American music. That's most of the culture that we as Israelis consume. Of course, there's the original Hebrew music that's being done over there. But most Israelis are proficient English speakers. We start learning it in early grade school, and American culture, and especially, yeah, these sounds. I mean, we always loved it from afar. We weren't born here, so of course we bring something else to the table, you know? And I don't think Americans would recognize us as being Americans just by our sound automatically, but still it's something that we did grow up on, and it was always in our hearts. It's not like something that we just decided to pick up.
Mm-hmm. Now, this past week, or the past few days anyway, as you have been here in town, you've worked with local folk Americana artists. How has that shaped your perception of the style itself?
So far, it's been amazing. It was like, I didn't feel any differences. It was just musicians sitting down and starting to make a song together. And it's like, just unfold together as it should be. And it was like a really enlightening experience, because it was also the first time that we did a song that all of us together at the same room from phase one. Because usually one of us or two of us bring like a skeleton of the song and we work it out together as a group. But this time was a different kind of progress, and we really appreciate the opportunity they gave us to do it.
tell us about this gig that's coming up this week. Y'all are playing here in Fayetteville, right?
Yeah, we're playing George's Majestic on March 7th. So we're gonna be playing the stuff that we've been working on this week, hopefully showcasing some brand new, fresh materials. And we also have some music that we recorded around 6 months ago in LA, which we still didn't release. So also a bunch of new songs that we're gonna play there. They sing a hey, hey, ooh, why, hey, ooh, hey. They will sing a good song.
That's Avital Tamir, David Benjamin, Ophir Ventura, Omar Ashano, Adon Epstein, Guy Fleischer, Katie Danielson performing as Osog on the Shoulder of Giants inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio at KUAF earlier this week. The band performs tomorrow night at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. Tickets are $10 in advance, $12 at the door. Music starts at 6 p.m. Local artist Jeff Kearney will be opening. You can find out more about Osog at osogfamily.com. We'll hear more from their visit on an upcoming edition of Ozarks at Large.